You're listening to the NewChurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training that you need to get started, as well as a community of church planning and multi-site experts to help you thrive. If you haven't done so yet, we want to encourage you to check out Plus Membership on NewChurches.com for coaching, templates, and exclusive content. Well, before we get into today's question, I'm here with Todd Adkins.
What?
I was expecting you to do that, but before we get to the question, if you,
how does Ed do that? Does he?
He just interrupts and sings and
okay,
yeah, strokes his beard.
Yeah, that's that's disturbing.
Yeah. Well, there have been studies on people with facial hair. Anyways, we don't need to go there.
Oh, wow.
Right. Anyway, you know what? If you have your phone with you, or if you are on your computer, go to newchurches.com/essential church planting. That's our first and our kind of foundational course that we have for sale. We have about 18 modules there. It's up and live, and we've had awesome feedback from people who have taken part of it, who are just benefiting and growing from the 18 modules, over 7 hours of HD video. I think it's 30 or 40 handouts or something like that. So take a look at that course, and let's get into today's question.
Hi, guys. This is Lee Peoples from Pearland, Texas. I'm planning Journey Church, where our mission is to make, train, and send disciples to make more disciples of Jesus. My question centers around families who have children with special needs. We have an 8-year-old who is on the autism spectrum. Most research shows over 70% of families with children who have special needs do not attend church anywhere. Truly, this is an unreached and unengaged people group in our own country. What advice would you give to church planters like myself on how to be ready to welcome and to reach out to families who have children with special needs? Thanks again for all that you guys do and all the hard work you're putting into these resources.
So it's been neat. Lee is one of our Plus members on newchurches.com, and I interact with him pretty regularly on our Plus members Facebook community. We actually just had a call together as well talking about this specific issue. But you know what? It's neat to see Lee, how you have this calling, right? And I would say, you know, you brought up this need, you've identified this need, but I really want to switch that to, hey, maybe God is calling you to this ministry.
So I would say there's a couple of things that you can do. I have been blessed, very blessed to be part of a couple of churches that I think do special needs ministry really well. So sometimes there's a size issue where it's like, hey, I almost have to get to a certain size before I feel like I can, you know, start a ministry specifically to people with special needs. Or, you know, I've had the conversation with guys who are like, hey, I've only got two people that have special needs in my church. And when I put them in regular classrooms, it freaks some of the parents out, or it freaks other parents out, or whatever. So that, my friends, is a great example of just the sheer fact that church is really messy sometimes. And so I'm not going to be able to solve that one for you, especially if you're in a size of church that,
and he is preparing to plant.
Yeah.
So he's gathering his launch team.
Gathering his launch team right now. So one of the things I could say is, remembering that as we saw it as a ministry to the least of these, and we had, you know, several different ministries that we would say were in that category, but this is one of our key ministries, because our senior pastor had a daughter with special needs, and that just had changed everything. It changed our entire church.
Yeah.
And so the greatest thing that I think we did was we started with a respite program on Friday nights. Okay. Where families could come. It was a very safe place, safe environment to drop off their kids with special needs for a couple of hours with volunteers that really cared about them, that gave them lots of attention and affection. And the parents, the families actually got to go watch a movie or go shopping or go to dinner together with some of their other kids. As most people know, this is a 24/7 care kind of situation. If you look at the statistics on the levels of divorce among people, among families with special needs, it's astronomical. And so
good thing you brought that up.
It's insane. So it's a ministry that we honestly didn't know would blow up, and it blew up because you had people coming from other churches. You had people coming in off the street, because this, you know, that community of people, get to know each other. They get to know other families who are struggling with the same thing, and they talk to each other. And so we had multiple people come to Christ, multiple families that came into our church from that ministry that didn't go to church before, that didn't know Christ before. But it was a way that we could minister to them, and they could not believe it because they couldn't pay somebody to do that. And even if they could, they couldn't afford to do that. And so that ministry expanded from there to be a full part of what we did on Sunday mornings, that where we had a specific ministry to kids with special needs. And then that even further developed into overnight respite and a separate 501c3 and all kinds of stuff. So
what I hear from you is that it really started with, it was a process.
It was a process.
Okay.
And it was something as simple as saying, hey, we're going to have a few volunteers that are going to start this program on Friday nights. Yeah. And it grew really quickly. And it changed our whole church, really.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what, Lee, I mean, this is really a principle that you need to take hold of, as you plant your church, especially because you have such a personal awareness and a calling towards this ministry and wanting to reach out to these families. The thing is, you are probably going to be the greatest champion of this, but the thing that you need to prevent yourself from doing is starting it on your own. Right, you as the lead church planter, there's a lot of things that you need to give attention to, and the one thing that you really need to focus on is developing leaders, spending time with the leaders and the lost. So if you go in and you know you're running Sunday services, you're discipling your leaders, and then you're also leading the special needs ministry, I mean, that's a lot for you to take on in your first year, in your first couple of years. So my recommendation for you would really be to pray that God would raise up someone else who would be as passionate about the special needs ministry as you, or who would be willing to learn. You know, or maybe it's one of your leaders who you are discipling, and maybe they don't have a passion for this, but you're discipling them. So you say, hey, a part of me discipling you is you're going to learn how to lead a ministry, right? Because the leadership development, it's from discipling individuals, you know, multiplying yourself there, to multiplying groups, to multiplying ministries, to multiplying churches. So, I mean, that's part of the leadership development pipeline. So pray for someone who could join you in on this.
And also, I would say, if you stop and think about it, it may not be somebody that's in your core team. Hopefully it would be, but it may be somebody that goes to another church, but they're either you or your wife is very likely connected to another strong Christian person who has a son or daughter with special needs, mm-hmm. and would love to catch that vision of a special thing for them and for their families. And it could start there. I mean, ultimately, I would say this could be, you know, a vital ministry of your church. It could be a part of who you are and how you guys are unique as a church, because there's not a ton of churches that that have any ministry. It's almost like just a side thought or side conversation. And many families are treated as a nuisance when they arrive at a church. Or it's not necessarily as a nuisance, but they feel like a nuisance because nobody knows what to do with them. So I think it's a great ministry opportunity that you have a perspective on that I don't.
Yeah.
And most people don't.
Yeah,
so I think you've got a unique opportunity.
And what a way to demonstrate the gospel, to live out the gospel, by having this ministry at your church, for it to really be a part of your ethos as you start out. Hey Lee, there's a few other ideas. So as Todd said, let's, you know, start out with, you know, let's pray, start out with, maybe it's a one night, maybe it's even not even a weekly thing, but it's a one-time event, right? That you invite others out, other families who have special needs. Maybe it's even more of a community thing where you say, hey, this is not, we're just going to gather here, but I want to gather as many people, as many families who have children with special needs. And we're just going to have this one time dinner, or we're going to have this one time forum where you just talk and get to know each other and ask them, hey, as a church, we're starting out, in what way can we serve you, right? And you can really start out from that place and begin to build from there. But as you plant your church, Lee, and for those of us, for those of you who are listening who have children with special needs in your church, I would encourage you to make sure that you are putting your services online, maybe even live stream it. The cost of live streaming your services has gone down dramatically, right? So, I mean, there's even free services now. I mean, you could live stream on Google Hangouts, right, on YouTube. So I would encourage you to try to live stream, because some of these families, there may be Sundays where it's going to be hard for them to get out. So make sure that you have the ability for them to still be a part of your church, to be by live streaming, even having daytime support groups or Bible studies as well. I mean, Todd, earlier you mentioned an evening thing, but even having a daytime support group would help as well.
I would say one more thing. If you're looking for a resource on this, it would be there's a accessibilitysummit.org. Accessibility Summit happens every year in April, and it's the only thing like it that I know of. It is all kinds of churches of all shapes and sizes that come together to talk about this issue specifically. So, you know, best practices, how to care for family, how to communicate without words. I mean, all different types of workshops, and I think it would be for anybody listening who wants to start that type of ministry or wants to expand that type of ministry, I think it would be a great thing to take a look at.
Yeah, perfect. And so we'll have that in the show notes. But as we'll also have a link to a bunch of resources that Lifeway has for special needs ministry as well. We have tips for leaders and volunteers. We have resources, picture cards, even bulletin inserts that you could use, Bible studies for this as well. So, I mean, we'll have a list of resources for you there. But thanks, Lee, for submitting that question, definitely. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you haven't done so already, we'd appreciate if you can go onto iTunes, log on, leave a rating and review for us, because this will help others discover this podcast and benefit from it as much as you do. So thank you again. We'll talk to you next time.